Hi, everybody. You know, usually I write down everything I'm going to say before I open one of these podcasts. But today I haven't written down anything. I just have something on my heart. I just have something on my heart I got to share. You know, we're all pretty immersed in this mess that's going on. And all you ever hear about is the virus this and the virus that. But I have noticed something in the last few weeks that has my heart heavy. And I want to share it with you because I need you guys on board with this. And that is how this whole thing is affecting the children. Last night at church, yesterday at church, rather, there was a little boy curled up on the floor just weeping and crying. He couldn't be more than five. And the other little kids gathered around him, and I'm looking into the eyes of my grandkids and listening to all the testimonies of the Bible quizzers, and whether you see it or not, they're scared. They don't know how to make any sense of it. We as adults don't know how to make any sense of it. But I think we're sort of just pulling them along like they're in this proverbial wagon behind us that they're just going to come along for the ride and everything's going to be okay. And I think we need to stop. I think we need to turn around. And I think we need to show these children more compassion, more tenderness, more understanding. Let your kids talk. Play with them. You don't have to do the dishes all the time. Sit down and play Uno. Do something to help them get their minds off of it. It is a spirit of fear that's gripped our nation. I know that. But those of us who are the most vulnerable are the little ones. They don't know what to do with all this fear. And we need to point them to something that's going to give them courage and strength, and we need to be an anchor for them. Now, of all times, we need to help their faith grow. Somehow we need to help their faith grow. They need to see faith in us. Trust in one person. Trust in one God. No matter what your belief system is, He's coming back. He's coming back soon. And my heart aches for the little ones that don't understand what their world has unraveled. They can't go to school. Have to wear those stupid masks everywhere and they can't breathe. Well, they're still kids and they still laugh and play and run and jump. But what do they do in bed at night after you say goodbye and walk out of that door? Are they scared, you guys? Do they need the extra hug, the extra time? If you're on Instagram, take a minute, log on to Bible Quizzing, and watch the testimony of some of those 18-year-olds. Look in their eyes. The disappointment of not being able to go to nationals this year is, it'll grip you. They love the Word of God. They love each other. And there they are, trying to give a last year testimony with some kind of happiness. I'm telling you, adults, I'm telling you guys, we have got to reach out for the children. We got to put our own fears, our own doubts, our own agendas aside. Wrap our arms around those babies, even the 18-year-olds. Give them some confidence. Give them some hope. Anyway, that's what I had to say today. It's all about the kids. They can't drive. They don't have jobs. They can't buy their own food. They don't know what's going to happen. Please have mercy on them. Please be kind to them. Don't let them hurt your feelings. And be an adult and give them the confidence that they need to make it through this time. Be brave. You have good courage. Yeah, I know it's not easy. But with the help from above, we can do this thing. We have to do this thing. So anyway, that's what I had to say today. And I love you out there in blog land. Is that what this is? No, it's a podcast. Love you out there in podcast land, and thank you for listening to them. Sign up, would you? Tell your friends. And try to do these as I'm inspired a little more often. In the meantime, I hope this came out okay, and that you understand my heart in it. That you understand their heart. And how much they need us. How much they need us.